This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim.
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Wildman, and joining me in studio is Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Good morning.
Sits across from me here. So, it is J.J., right?
Yes, sir. Okay. J.J., I was not here last Friday because I was in South America passing out those shoeboxes that so many of you pack. With Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child, my daughter Maddie and I went, and the unbridled joy of those little boys and girls. Franklin Graham said most of those children have never received a gift in their life.
Wow.
So it was wonderful to be on the other side of the shoebox to see what an impact those gifts have in those children's lives.
Welcome back. Ed and I have been holding down the fort. I think Jim Stanley filled in last week, right? Wasn't it, Jim? Do you even remember last week, Ed?
He was sitting in for J.J.
Yeah, he was sitting in for J.J.
That's right. It was Jim Stanley.
The intellectual power that Jim Stanley brings to this show, J.J., with all due respect to you, is it's intimidating for Ed and I. And so we're just glad to have you back. If that sounded like an insult, it was not intended to be. All right, Trivia Friday on Trivia.
I think you managed to insult both Jim Stanley and J.J. Jasper.
I've got a friend with a wry sense of humor, and we would be at parties. Years ago, we'd be at parties, and he'd walk up to every one of our friends' wives, and he'd say, "Hey, that weight you put on looks good on you."
Could
hear people screaming, "You better come get your husband. Right. We're going to kill him."
That could get violent right there. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We ask trivia questions, and we ask you to call in and answer them or ask questions yourself. It's a lot of fun. We'll be doing this for an hour and a half. Normally during the week, if you listen, we cover a lot of hard-hitting topics, but on Fridays we just like to let our hair down, so to speak.
Put on a few pounds.
Yeah, I've got to get rid of that metaphor there from at least for me, because that's not much to let down. But anyway, so that's what we do here. What are the ground rules, Ed?
Well, I'll tell you, Tim, we have two major rules.
Two.
The first one is that if you have called and gotten on this program in the last 4 weeks, we ask you to wait a week before calling in again.
Show some self-restraint.
Yes, we want to let as many people as possible get on the program. So if you've called and gotten on the program in the last month, please wait a week. The second rule is obey all rules.
Right, exactly. So, give 100%, though.
Yes,
110%. As you obey the rules.
Yes.
Now, we have there'll be one time during the show where a question will come up, and you'll hear this sound.
Wait, that was the mime. Let's give that to the other person who's not a mime.
Let me start that over again. There'll be at some point in this program where a question will be asked, and you'll hear this sound.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The beloved cowbell.
Oh, that does my heart good.
The beloved cowbell will ring. Sound like Mel Tillis. And what does that mean, JJ, when that sound comes up?
First, ho, ho, ho. Is not Mel Tillis in the lobby of the hotel trying to get a room. But when you hear the cowbell ring, that means you correctly answered
hold on. Did you just come up with that?
There's a Rolodex.
Yeah,
it's always spinning.
There's a Rolodex.
Wow, that was funny. Okay, go ahead.
The you have to answer the question correctly, and it's actually going to be one of these original nine questions.
It's a mystery question.
One of the first questions we offer up, one out of nine chance you have to win something special. You only have to answer the question correctly, and then when you hear that cowbell, even if you're in heavy traffic, you just scream out, hallelujah.
All right.
Don't let go of the steering wheel, but you can get as excited as you want to be.
You can watch the show on Facebook Live, and you can comment there, too. This is also known as
Learning University.
So Learning University's on the air. So you will be graded
live
on this. Ed, do you want to give the phone number and then proceed to give your three questions?
I would love to give the phone number. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. 888-589-8840. If you want to get on this here show. And so here are my three questions. A little bit of a Christmas question. In the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol, what was the name of Ebenezer Scrooge's deceased business partner? What was the name of Scrooge's deceased business partner? Second question, there are many theories as to why the mysterious monument Stonehenge was built. But in what country was it built? Where was it built? And third question, are zebras black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
Oh, thanks for offering a racist question, Ed.
Thank you,
like
Ed,
we needed
for
that
injecting race into this show.
I'm trying to be neutral here.
You're trying to be neutral? Well, then just don't answer.
In the animal kingdom. Yeah. All right. So, seriously, what is the question now?
Are zebras black with white stripes or white with black stripes? I'll tell you, I've got this one and another. If one of my three gets answered, I've got another animal question. I've been watching a lot of Nat Geo.
Yeah.
That channel.
National Geographic.
Yeah. And so I got these questions.
You're into some animal trivia.
Been watching lions eat zebras, and so I just thought, I wonder what color they are, the zebras. So.
Well, we all do at one point in our life. You know, we go through that stage, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Go ahead, JJ. What do you got
over
there?
Here's what I've got. In the Christmas story, what three gifts did the wise men bring Jesus? In the Christmas story, what three gifts did the wise men bring Jesus? Mm-hmm. Second question, what is the name of the town where George Bailey lives in the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life? What is the name of the town? Third question, true or false? Researchers at Stanford University have discovered that adding fruitcake to your diet greatly lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes. Is that true?
Adding fruitcake to
or
your
false?
Diet
adding
lowers,
fruitcake,
lowers your chances of getting diabetes?
Yeah, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes if you'll add fruitcake to your diet. Is that true or false?
You know, I had my annual physical the other day, and that came up with my doctor. So I know I'm going to disqualify myself
from knowing whether it's right or
any of my family.
Yeah,
they're ineligible to answer this question and win the prize.
Whether or not this question is true, it is true. An earlier study that the shelf life of fruit life lasts longer than the shelf.
Fruitcake.
Fruit life.
Fruit life. I think that's a channel down there by A&E.
And Nat Geo, right next to Nat Geo.
Or a new church, one of these new modern churches. Yeah, we go over to Fruit Life. It has awesome fellowship.
Because you got to come up with a new name of your church.
Welcome to Fruit Life Fellowship.
No longer first or second church is allowed.
It's always something avant-garde on the cutting edge there.
That's funny.
All right, here are my three questions. Which breed of dog is the smallest? Which breed of dog is the smallest? Number two, sticking with my dog... theme here, and by the way, this question I'm about to say is not—it's not made up. It's not a trick question, and it's not there's not a punchline. This is the actual question with an answer. What drug did the University of Pennsylvania Animal Behavior Clinic prescribe for depressed dogs? Dogs can be depressed.
It was fruitcake based.
I did not know that. But
dogs
can be depressed, you know, and I want to know what drug that the University of Pennsylvania Animal Behavior Clinic says you need to give your depressed dog.
Due to a mix-up of pills on the kitchen counter, my uncle got a hold of that one time. He's not going to have heartworms for the next 90 days. And on occasion, when there's a full moon, you can find him out in the backyard howling at the moon.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's right.
Glad
he's out of the closet.
All right, man. How many days can an ant survive underwater? I researched this.
These may be the best nine questions we've ever asked.
Wow, those are awesome.
How many days can an ant survive underwater?
Now, you're not talking about the wife of my uncle.
No. Okay. I'm talking about the little tiny little creature you see on the ground out there.
And folks, you don't think your tax money is being wisely spent. Taxes are going to some good research.
Absolutely. All right, to the phones we go.
To the phones we go, Batman. All right, we go to Virginia. Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How are you?
Tom, thank you for asking. I'm doing just great. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Tom?
Oh, I'll do both. Well, I'll start with answering one.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
Well, you can ask me where Stonehenge is because it's in England, but go ahead and ask me.
Okay. So, Tom, you're being a wise guy today. That's all right. We like wisdom. All right. There are many theories as to why the mysterious monument Stonehenge was built, but in what country was it built? And you say England. Is that your answer?
Yes.
It is a correct answer. Way to go, Tom.
So Stonehenge was built in England.
It was built. Well, actually,
you know, the Chinese could have built it for a lot less.
Well,
I'll just tell you that.
Actually, some archaeologists believe it was originally built in China, and then because it was cheaper, and then they shipped it to England.
But that's before before a lot of free trade.
Yes, before a lot of free trade.
I do know this.
I'll tell you one thing. Donald Trump's going to get this settled,
straightened
out.
You're not going to be able to make a Stonehenge in China and ship it to England
without paying a tariff.
I do know this. The original builders, as they were doing that, they said, this is going to be huge. It is going to be huge.
Hey, let me ask you this, that Stonehenge, give us the 30-second history behind that for those who don't know.
Well,
Can somebody do that?
No 30-second history. No one knows why it was built. Some people believe
What is it?
Well,
it's a big rock formation.
Massive stones in a circle that look like they obviously are in a pattern.
Somebody put it there.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Like history,
large rectangular rocks, and nobody knows.
Pagan worship?
No,
it
was a board game.
It was a board
originally a board game for a lot of the people in whatever civilization it was. It took a little while to construct it. And one of the, it was Milton Bradley's great grandfather put that thing together.
Wrong fact.
That's right. You can get an electric version from Mattel.
So is he right?
Tom was correct. Good, Tom.
Way to go, Tom.
Way to go,
to start us out.
You guys have not been paying attention. We've already applauded Tom. All right.
Oh, well.
Way to go, Tom. Way to go.
Hey, Tom.
And I know they were charging you £5 a person to park to go see it.
You are right, Tom. But you could, the popcorn was pretty good there as you sat there.
Okay.
All right, so
that's true. I mean, I did see it. So the question I have for you all is very simple. What's the name of the man that ate a Cessna 150 airplane over a period of 10 years?
The name of a man we
that
had
was
this,
one that was one of my questions.
That was one of your questions.
Yeah, that guy had a bunch
it was a true,
of computers.
False
it was a true false, and it was 100% true.
Wait a minute. Now, this is not a trick question.
No,
a
guy
question.
Ate a Cessna airplane. He ate a bunch of computers, a bunch of TV sets. It had this list and an entire Cessna airplane.
Hopefully, he got kicked out of his family. Huh?
Well, the problem was he brought it for Thanksgiving dinner. That's
no.
When, everyone brought ham, turkey.
Right.
I brought this Cessna.
I brought this wing.
Folks, dig it.
You got chicken wings. I got airplane wings. Beat ya.
No, the problem is Tom's bill. Dave Ramsey doesn't include that big of a bill for Tom's in your budget.
That's right.
That's a desperate man wanting to get in the Guinness Book of World Records right there.
Do you remember the name?
I don't remember his name, but it was one of my questions.
What was his name?
It's true.
It was Michael Lotito, Lotito.
Lotito.
He ate 18 bicycles and the Cessna 150, but because he didn't like fruitcake.
Hey, he has not been able to go through the thing at TSA since 1984. It sets it off every time when he's going through the airport.
He's having to visit the doctor. Doctor, I don't know why I got stomach problems, but I need some help.
I was going to say there's something else that's not
been able
to go through.
Maybe you haven't been eating right. Really? What's been your diet the last 20 years?
I'm getting plenty of iron.
But no fiber. Some fiberglass. A little bit of fiberglass. Does that count?
Get a little nervous around magnets. That's been problematic.
Doctor says to him, you're just going to have to help yourself. You're going to have to change your ways.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Thank you,
all
Tom.
Right. Hey, Tom, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Well, that there was funny. That was a good exchange.
Right. Can I pivot off something Tom said quickly?
You can.
He joked about having to pay $5 a park for the Stonehenge.
Yeah.
The first time I went to see Mount Rushmore, it's just so awe-inspiring. When I get there, they got this fancy building set up like a toll booth. You have to pay to get to the place where you can have a good view.
Yeah.
So people for 100 years have been able to just stand and watch it for free. Federal government gets involved, and I try to be so patriotic. But I said, now, what do you need money for when we're just standing here looking at it? Oh, it's to pay for this building and to pay the salaries of the people. I'm like, okay, think about what you're saying there. You're charging us to pay for you to be there to charge us.
Yes.
You know, because we're sitting there just looking at this awesome president's faces.
There's no ride. There's no ride.
No ride. No nothing. Just like, what? What's another way we can...
We can
cheat the American public.
There's a blog in there somewhere.
Back all right, to the phones.
We go to Pennsylvania. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you for having me on. I'm a longtime listener and first time getting on the air.
Well, we appreciate our listeners always, and thank you for calling in to get on the program. Mike, you want to ask, answer, or do both on this here, your first chance to get on the program?
Well, I'd like to do both.
All right, which question would you like to try to answer?
I'd like to answer the Ebenezer Scrooge partner question.
All right, here's the question. In the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol, what was the name of Ebenezer Scrooge's deceased business partner?
That would be Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley.
Nicely done.
Man,
how does that come out in that story?
Remember, he was the first spirit that visited Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, he was in the chains?
Yes.
He ever get out of those?
He wears the chains he forged in life. No.
He had those chains. He still has those chains, if you believe that story?
If you believe that story, he still has those chains.
It was a story, though.
Yeah, just a story. Yeah. It was a metaphor.
Yeah, metaphor.
Yeah. Very good, Mike.
What caused him to be like that, though? Was it his greed?
Well, his refusal to help others.
He had worked with the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, or what happened? Why did he get in trouble?
Well, it was in England, so there was no SEC over there.
Okay.
No, he got in trouble for only thinking about himself and being, like you said, greed. And not helping his fellow
men. The point
man.
Was it was teaching him, the main character, not to be greedy.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, he got all snookered on figgy pudding. And he started living a reckless life, making a lot of sketchy decisions. You can overdo anything, so if you use any figgy pudding over the holidays, use it in moderation.
Figgy pudding.
Say that three times fast. No, don't. All right.
Hey, Mike, you got a question for us, you said?
Yes, I have a two-part question. I've had it for a long time trying to get on the air. My question for you is, what was the first air mobile unit in Vietnam, and who was the commander of that unit?
Who was the first air?
What was the first air mobile unit
in Vietnam?
See, you make me wish I'd watched more episodes of MASH.
Of course, I've no idea.
Yeah, I think we're stumped.
You got us.
The flying.
The air mobile unit was the 17th Cavalry. They were the first unit to use helicopters to get in and out of battle.
Okay. All right.
And
I didn't know that.
The commander was at the time Colonel Hal Moore, who is retired Brigadier General Moore.
Terrific.
Is that
Jonathan knew that?
What was?
Hey, let me pause for just a minute.
Okay.
Give credit, Jonathan, who's in here answering our phones for
Jonathan
us.
Jonathan Coker.
Jonathan Coker on our show. He knew the answer.
He was holding up a yellow sticky pad at the glass, but I couldn't read it from here.
How did you know? You're going to have to come in. I'm sorry, Mike. Hold on just a minute, because this is – I got to ask Jonathan, our call screener, how he personally knew the answer to that, your
that's
questions.
A pretty deep trivia question for anybody to know, on the top of their head.
We were just curious. How did you know – You wrote the answers down before it was. How did
well,
you know?
Well, we were stumbling around.
Yeah, actually, I knew it because that is the We Were Soldiers.
I was going to ask about that.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, We were, that's that based was in on that movie?
The,
okay.
Yeah, that's based
it's a
on
real
that.
Battle.
It's
that
a
they
real
fought.
Battle. It's like one of the first battles of Vietnam where they come in with the helicopters and
you got a good memory. When did that movie come out?
Well, that's in 2000 or something. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. 2004 or something.
All right, cool. Well, congratulations, Jonathan. Now, try to make yourself productive in other ways besides useless trivia knowledge.
Wait a second. You were just so impressed with him. Now
kidding.
You brought him in.
I'm just kidding.
He's been
I'm
big
just,
with the compliments.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Hey, I'm just throwing them around today, right?
Hey, great job, Mike. Did you even have a follow-up question? That you just had the one question?
It was the one, but it was the...
Two parts.
Who was the commander?
Oh, two parts,
right.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, have a great Christmas, you and your family, and thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Well, I thank you very much. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Right, you too.
Moving right along.
Yes, we go now to Louisiana. Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing,
I'm
Seth?
Back.
You're back?
Again.
Okay. All right, well, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Can you be? Is again necessary if you
both.
Say I'm back?
I'm going to try Brother Tim's question about the smallest breed of dogs.
Okay, which breed of dog is the smallest? And Seth from Louisiana, you say what?
Chihuahua.
Now, Seth, listen to me. Are you?
Yes, sir.
Are you focused?
Yes, sir.
If you, Seth, you're 14?
Yes, sir.
If you can spell Chihuahua.
Here we go.
Correctly. I have a stainless steel, about 6-inch high, AFR mug that I'm going to send you.
Travel mug.
It's a travel mug. Not just a coffee mug. It's a travel mug. You can put tea in here if you want to, whatever you want to put. But if you can spell Chihuahua right, then I will, without Googling it now, I will send you this. Go ahead. You want to give it a shot?
Chihuahua.
That's a good try. That's probably phonetically correct, but that is the incorrect spelling for Chihuahua. Yeah. I will spell it correctly right now and make Pat Sajak proud. Chihuahua is Chihuahua. You'd have never...
H-A-U or H-U-A?
Well, I wrote it down fast looking at the screen, so...
So you did Google it.
Well, yeah, I never said
you
it.
You wouldn't let Seth I was Google looking it. Up,
I was looking up questions for the show.
Okay.
C-H-I-H... Type it in and see if I'm not correct. Maybe I wrote it down wrong. C-H-I-H... Shih... And then you don't... Shih... Wawa. A-U-H-A-U.
Here's what we do know, Seth.
It's U-A?
U-A.
Okay, then. All right, Ed, you were correct.
Do I get a mug?
Sure, you get a mug.
Seth, the thing is, you didn't need to drink coffee anyway at your
age.
Yeah,
but he got the question right.
He
Let's
did.
Not forget
That's right.
That. Let's give
nice.
Hand.
Good job, Seth.
So great job, Seth. Buddy, thanks for calling. Do you have a question for us?
In the Andy Griffith Show... I know one of y'all love that show.
Ed.
Is it Mr. Pagliano?
Yes, it
I'm
is.
I'm impressed you can pronounce my last name. Yeah. Go ahead. What's your question?
What two things did Barney seem to do in the 5 seasons he was on?
What two things?
He seemed to do a lot of these two things.
All right. Well, I know he used to fire his gun off by mistake. Is that one of them?
Oh, I never even thought of that one.
Oh, okay.
That's not one of the ones I had.
What other two things did he seem to do a lot of?
He displayed a whole lot of paranoia. Almost on every episode.
I don't know what else besides that he used to do. He used to always say nip it in the bud. I know that, but what is your answer?
He used to lock himself in a cell.
Yes, that's right. Good. And what else?
And he did used to call Juanita a whole lot.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He called what?
Juanita. Juanita.
He called Juanita.
He
walked up behind him and scare him half to death.
Yeah.
Right. Funny stuff.
I love it. Say, Seth, thank you so much, and thanks for calling in, okay?
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too.
All right. Love me some Andy Griffith.
All right, we're going to take a break right here and be back in about 2 minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You don't go anywhere.
Next time on Today's Issues, all eyes are on the Electoral College. How many electors will instead become defectors?
Did you see the one that's out? The celebrities, a bunch of celebrities, mostly B-list celebrities now, begging 37 electors, Republican electors, please switch your vote.
It's news and analysis from a Christian worldview. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR.
Is your child prepared for the cold winter ahead?
Welcome to Tips with public school educator Dr. Bill Ziegler.
As a parent, I know firsthand how important it is to make sure that our children are prepared for school. This includes making sure that they're wearing the right gear and right clothing before they go to school. For example, on cold, wintry days, it is critical that your child has a good solid jacket, a warm hat, gloves, and maybe even boots if it gets snowy. So before your child steps out to go to the school bus, check your child over and make sure that they have the proper equipment to stay warm during these cold school months.
The mission of TIPS is to encourage, equip, and empower educators according to biblical principles. More information is available at 4tips.org. That's the number 4, T-I-P-P-S, .org.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next. The school board in Killeen, Texas, learned a very important lesson yesterday. You don't mess with Charlie Brown, you don't mess with the baby Jesus, and you don't mess with the Lone Star State's Merry Christmas Law. A judge slapped a temporary restraining order on the school district, ordering them to restore a staff member's Christmas decorations. Dedra Shannon's decorations were inspired by the Charlie Brown Christmas program, a scene where Linus shares the true meaning of Christmas. The school district said the decorations violated the law, but thanks to the judge and your massive outrage, the decorations were saved. And that brings me to a bit of exciting news. My new book addresses this very topic, The Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again. It's a handbook on how you can restore our nation's values and traditions. You can pre-order a limited edition copy on my website, toddstearns.com.
Love that Mary Tyler Moore music.
You're gonna make it after all. Wow. All right.
No, I think I'm off a little bit on the music.
That was, what was that, Ed?
That was the theme song to the show MASH, which was set in the Korean War, but they had started using helicopters to bring in the wounded in Korea. We were talking about the use of helicopters in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Before the break.
You know, I remember when I was in college at Mississippi State, and this would have been probably somewhere 82, 83, 84, 85, right in that. I went from 82 to 96. But, you know, just wanted to just soak it all in.
Want to cram it all into a four-year degree.
Every degree they offered.
No, but I remember they had the final – there was a big celebration across the country, and there were people on campus doing MASH parties because it was the last episode.
It may still be the most watched series finale in history. I'd have to, you know, it wouldn't be a bad question.
I didn't watch MASH.
I didn't care for it all that much.
It was all right.
The Dallas thing about who shot JR was way up there.
Yeah,
MASH
you're right.
was
I
one of
that
those
back
ones
in the day.
At the time that it was the highest viewed show, and then there probably been a couple of those early Survivor or American Idol things that have been way up there.
I'm going to, for next year, that'd I'm going to look up that question.
Yeah. What do you, we got a book right here, don't we, Ed?
We do have a book. Jonah Had a Whale of a Time by our very own J.J. Jasper. The subtitle is Random True Stories to Encourage and Inspire. And J.J., I wanted to mention this because I've read it. I've read it cover to cover. In fact, I was one of the first people to read it. And it's very funny, and it, but it is also very encouraging spiritually, and I think folks are going to love it. How can people get a hold of it? And this is actually a sequel to Moses. Moses Was a Basket Case, which is
a sequel.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. It's been well. The response has been terrific. The reviews have been great. We're humbled and thankful for that. But folks can go to afastore.net.
Ed and I were glad to give you the good reviews, by the way.
Yeah, AFR. Yeah, I think what's put it over the top is Tim's enthusiastic response on that little promotional spot that you hear on the radio. That is unbridled enthusiasm, folks. And I think people caught that, and that made them just rush to the website. AFAstore.net, AFAstore.net. And this is probably the last weekend that you can order to guarantee that you'll get it in time for Christmas. So, and you can find out what I've got going on at JJJasper.com.
JJ's book is called Jonah Had a Whale of a Time, Random True Stories to Encourage and Inspire. The short story humor. You'll love it. Get a copy of it. You'll laugh out loud. And you can get it where, JJ?
AFAstore.net. AFAstore.net. Laughter really is good medicine, and you can give the gift of laughter this morning, this Christmas for somebody on your
good
list.
Good stocking stuff.
Loves to laugh.
And we got it on sale for $89.99. but we won't have it there long.
That
price will not hold. All right, let's see. Let's repeat our questions, and we'll go back to the phones here. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air.
You want to bring an elf in from time to time when we're doing that little.
I'm a real boy.
Okay. All right, so let's get repeat imitation. Our questions here.
All right, I'm going to have to add two because I had two answers.
You had two, Ed.
That's right.
You go ahead.
Here's a question from National Geographic. I watch Nat Geo every once in a while when I want to give myself...
Cool people call it Nat Geo.
Nat Geo. When I want to give myself nightmares, I watch shows about hyenas and lions eating cuddly antelope. All right, here's my question. Are zebras black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
By the way, the antelopes never get away.
Sometimes they do.
Do they?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times, but not often. And that is a question from Nat Geo. All right, I'm going to add another Nat Geo question. It's a true or false. A polar bear's skin is actually black. Is that true or false? I know you're thinking about it. Okay. And then I've got another giant stone question. Easter Island contains mysterious giant stone heads. The island is located in the Caribbean Sea. Is that true or false? Those are my questions.
Okay, here are my questions. Oh, no, go ahead, JJ. Sorry.
Here's what I've got. In the Christmas story, what three gifts did the wise men bring Jesus? I can eliminate some for you. It was not a subscription to Better Homes and Stables. It was not Ben Gay for the shepherds who were sore afraid. It was not infant T-shirt that said, "My dad is out of this world." So it was none of those. What... In the traditional Christmas story in the Bible, what three gifts did the wise men bring Jesus? Second question, what is the name of the town where George Bailey lives in the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life? And third question, true or false? Researchers at Stanford University have discovered that adding fruitcake to your diet greatly lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes. Is that true or false?
Type 2?
Type 2 diabetes.
How many are there types?
Two. Type 1 and type 2.
Type 1 and type 2. All right, here are my three. Here are my three questions. How many days can an ant survive underwater?
Good question.
Question number one. And I have an answer, a scientific answer to that question. That's not a joke.
Your second question, how many days can an uncle last?
Second one is, how tiny is that scuba gear?
Number two, what drug? We don't encourage illegal drug use, by the way. This is just a question. What drug did the University of Pennsylvania Animal Behavior Clinic prescribe for depressed dogs? This is a real study done at the University of Pennsylvania, the Animal Behavior Clinic. They said, if you got a depressed dog, you need to give them this. And what is the answer to that?
He has not barked at the mailman for weeks. He won't chase the garbage truck. We just don't know what's going on.
Our cat just comes up and slaps him around. He does nothing.
He just lays there. Well, ma'am, I think you need to load him up with this.
This.
Okay?
This particular
drug. This is getting back on track right here. Number three, what is the top family food?
Top
family food.
Like at Christmas,
you know what I'm saying?
Just
during the year. The family, if they sit down and eat together, what's the number one dish that it's close, but there's a number one dish that is eaten more by families in America than in America.
Oh, everybody knows that's ramen noodles.
Talking about
that's
America.
College kids,
right? College kids. All right, back to here's the phone number to reach us on Trivia Friday: 888-589-8840. If you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. The phone number is 888-589-8840.
But now we do not answer questions that are emailed.
No.
Only phone calls.
Right, but if you want to just send us an email with comments or whatever, go to comments@afr.net.
Only positive and constructive comments are accepted. If you want to diss us or tell us you don't like us.
The minute we start reading a negative comment.
Flushed it goes.
We stop reading in mid sentence because we don't need that.
Plus, a lot of our emails have been hacked by Russia. So if we don't answer you, it's not our fault, and we're not turned off by what you had to say. It's the Russians did it.
Right.
So there you go.
All right, we go back to the phones. We go to Iowa. Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's the weather like in Iowa?
It's not good. 8 to 10 expected by tonight, and another 5 due tomorrow morning. So
you're talking inches?
Yes.
Yeah, I was talking temperature. I think.
What's the temperature?
I was just asking,
Chris,
what the weather was like because that polar vortex that polar vortex
right.
swung down from Canada.
Chris, what's the temperature right now?
5 degrees.
Wow. And you got 8 or 10 inches of snow with 5 more coming tonight?
Yeah, we're going to get that through the day, yeah. And then by Sunday morning, 25 below.
Good
25
grief.
Below.
That's not that's not wind chill factor. That's just the temperature?
That's ambient temperature, yep.
Good.
Wow. Hey, that's dangerous cold weather. You guys bundle up and stay warm there.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, Chris, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. What question would you like to try to answer?
How about the one that's a wonderful life question, George Bailey?
Chris, what is the name of the town where George Bailey lives in the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life?
Let's go with Bedford Falls.
Yes, sir.
Bedford Falls.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls.
Mary, you want the moon? You want the moon, Mary? I'll lasso the moon for you here in Bedford Falls. Hey, that's good, Chris. You got a question for us?
Well, yeah, sticking with the Christmas theme here a little bit, what state in the nation leads the country in Christmas trees?
I think we ought to say Iowa.
What
guys,
state in the leads the nation in producing Christmas trees?
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Well, hang on.
We're talking
say
among
yes
ourselves.
Or no.
I would say Iowa
since
somebody from Iowa calling.
Well, is there a lot of trees in Iowa though?
There's a lot of pigs in Iowa because they lead the nation in bacon.
Bacon,
which is most
which is glorious
for which
thing.
We love Iowa.
Yes, we put our hand over our heart.
Yes,
just in tribute to bacon in Iowa.
But guys,
we're gonna go Iowa.
We'll go Iowa. We'll go with JJ's instinct here. Iowa, we say.
Well, things aren't always as they seem, and we do lead the nation in a lot of things, but it's not Christmas trees. It'd be Oregon.
Oregon.
I knew it was a state that started with an O.
But Oregon's kind of liberal, so they lead the nation in holiday trees, don't they?
Let me tell you something, my friend. Brother Tim here has been to Oregon. And I've been to the state of Washington. It's all the same.
No, you've been to Baker City, Oregon.
Dude. I have been to Oregon, so I didn't lie.
Right.
But let me just tell you something. Having grown up and lived in Mississippi my whole life, and then traveling to the Pacific Northwest and getting in a car and driving down the highways.
Yes.
I came back and I said, you know what? We only think we know what trees are here. You want to know what trees are? You go to the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. and you will be, well, you'll be in awe. But these towering, I said it. I did. I said it
Not
twice
very
in a
well,
row.
But you said it.
Yeah. A tree. They're just beautiful. They're gorgeous. And they're just
massive.
Yeah, majestic. Anyway.
Thanks, right. Chris.
Chapter 2.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Chris.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you, brother. All right, who's next, Ed?
All right, we go next to Texas. Hope is on the phone.
Hope is on the phone. That sounds like a song.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Hope is on
the phone.
Don't
worry, because hope is on the phone.
She's calling you right now.
Or a crisis hotline motto.
All right, Hope, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Are you tired of people making jokes about your name?
No, I'm fine with that. I'm used to it.
All right, I know. Yeah,
my daughter's her middle name's Hope. That's a beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name. You want to Hope? Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
I would like to answer the question about the three wise men.
Okay, Hope.
Wait a minute. How do we know there's three?
See? Yeah. See, in fact, I didn't put three wise men. Here's what I've got.
Don't you like that guy at your church?
Wait, the angels didn't sing. It said the angels, when they say,
when you say God, when you say there's three wise men in your Sunday school, and the guy, he's going to stop and say, no, there's not.
We don't know how many there
are.
Doesn't say how many there are.
And so, Joe, there could have been three, right?
Okay. And brought the gifts to baby Jesus.
Right.
If you do the math and look at the almanac, it's about 10 or 12.
You know that guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here you go. In the Christmas story, what three gifts did the wise men bring Jesus, Hope?
Frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
Good. Hey, wonderful.
Go. Excellent.
Now, what is... I know what gold is. Frankincense is a.
They say perfume, but it's like an essential oil.
Okay, what about myrrh?
Myrrh is something they use, a spice that they use in preparation for burial.
So oil, a spice,
and gold.
And if you do it, if you use it twice, it's myrrh.
Myrrh?
Yeah. So sometimes.
Well, and
can you get it at Kroger?
Yeah.
Is the pastor among us? I think it had something to do with king, priest, and. Obviously about the preparation for his burial, you know, with knowing about the cross and the empty tomb, but there was something very significant in those three gifts.
Absolutely something very significant in those three gifts. All right, Hope, what is your question for us?
My question is, where did the Lord God make the covenant with the Israelites?
Where?
Great question.
Yes.
This is when he was with Abraham,
like,
and he cut the covenant.
You talking about with Abraham, or are you talking about the people of Israel after they came out from Egypt?
The people of Israel.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no. That'd be like Mount Horeb, wouldn't it, where the law was given?
Let's start by eliminating places. It was not New Jersey.
No.
It was not San Francisco.
It wasn't Montana. Not available. Not, in fact, the covenant was not available in Montana.
It's not in Idaho.
I'm going to go with
Pacific
Northwest. I'll go with Ed's answer.
Let's go with that.
We're going to go with Mount Horeb, where the Ten Commandments were given.
Yes, you got it right.
All right. Way to go, Ed.
Low five me.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, excellent question, Hope.
Yes,
and,
good Bible
and I
question.
Like, I like the fact that you dig into your Bible. That sounds obvious that you do that. So,
hey, Hope, take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, it's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We only have this show on Fridays.
Hence the name.
And so Tim with Ed and JJ, and we're going to repeat our questions right now that if heretofore... I said that have heretofore.
Right.
gone unanswered. And Professor Ed, please.
All right.
Give us your questions.
Here are my questions. The first two are questions from Nat Geo, the Nat Geo channel. Are zebras black with white stripes or white with black stripes? Mm-hmm. I know you've sat up thinking about that late into the night.
And do they get enough love?
Zebras?
Yeah, do they? That would sort of be my follow-up.
Oh, okay.
But your question
they
is...
They don't get much love from lions,
okay.
I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Second question. A polar bear's skin is actually black. Is that true or false? And another true-false question. Easter Island contains mysterious giant stone heads. The island is located in the Caribbean Sea. Is that true or false?
Wait, you mean is the island in the Caribbean?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You know, I was researching my family history. You can do that. Did you know your...
They come from Easter Island?
Yeah.
I never... Who would have thought?
No, I never... I thought I was from Ireland. I mean, look at my skin or something, you know, but I... No. Well, I think, you know, that was my mom's side.
Yes, from All right.
From Easter Island. They met, you know, in New Jersey. You know, they
met in New Jersey.
Yeah,
here we go.
Anyway.
Hey, now you're having fun with that. We're sitting on the couch. And all this, when Ancestry.com and all these things got really, really popular, and my wife knew the Callahans, she knew her Irish thing, and she just, without going through any of those sites, she just did a couple of clicks. And only about two clicks, she found her people, her original people in Ireland, and then she's reading these documents that she was able to access, and it says that her family got kicked out of Ireland. And I thought, what do you have to do to get kicked out of Ireland?
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
And that's an honest, true story.
I've seen those advertisements. I haven't done it yet, and I do have interest in family history, but I don't. If I'm doing family history research, I don't want a pie. You know what I'm saying? With 17 different breakoffs.
Yeah.
You know what? Either tell me I'm pure. You know.
You want to just be one thing?
I want to be one
or two. The new DNA thing that they're
doing. Yeah, they do 17 breakups, you know, and you're going, well, I don't know who to.
Yeah, so, you have 1% of this and half.
So what do you do? How do you know what to celebrate or what country to visit when you got 16 different divisions?
Well, a couple of the bigger ones.
Well,
you go with the bigger ones?
Sure. That's why I simply celebrate being a child of God.
Okay, well, bless your heart.
Yes, I'm that person at church.
You're a spiritual man.
I'm that guy at church.
You're the guy in church.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. We got to repeat our questions quickly.
I did his.
Okay, go ahead, JJ.
Here are my three. First one, researchers, this is true or false. Researchers at Stanford University have discovered that adding fruitcake to your diet greatly lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes. Is that true or false? Second question, I'm going to add a new one.
You add a new one, JJ, because they've heretofore gone unanswered.
How many points does a snowflake traditionally have? How many points does a snowflake traditionally have? And if I can add one more, in the same Charles Dickens classic that we've been talking about, A Christmas Carol, who said, God bless us, everyone? Who said, God bless us, everyone, in that 1843 classic A Christmas Carol?
All right, Trivia Friday. I have my three questions here that have gone unanswered. How many days can an ant survive underwater? How many days can... This is a true question of science. It's been researched, and I have the answer here for you. Number two, what drug did the University of Pennsylvania Animal Behavior Clinic prescribe for depressed dogs? They did this research immediately following Donald Trump's win over Hillary Clinton, and they found that for depressed dogs, they can't help depressed people.
And psychologically, the holidays are one of the most depressing times for dogs because, like Thanksgiving, everyone else is eating turkey and stuffing and everything, and they get a can of Alpo plopped down into their. They go, seriously? This is what I get?
This is why dogs go into depression during the holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what drug did the University of Pennsylvania, this is a real question, though, Animal Behavior Clinic prescribed for depressed dogs? Number three, what is the most common family food in America? A family sits down for a meal. What's the most common food that they have as their main dish?
Hmm.
All right, back to the phones.
All right. I'm getting hungry for some reason.
Me too.
I didn't realize Brussels sprouts was that popular. Oh, did I say that out loud?
You just ruined his question. Oh. All right, we go to Kansas, and Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Chris.
Merry Christmas.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I can do both.
Okay. Which question you want to try to answer?
Can I do JJ's on the snowflake?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Can.
Yes,
sure.
Ma'am.
Yeah, there it is. Here's the question.
Here we go, Chris. How many points does a snowflake traditionally have?
Six.
You're exactly
yes.
right. Woo-hoo! Way to go.
Snowflake.
So snowflakes, they have 6 points?
Yes.
Traditionally, yes.
So
traditionally.
You're outside and it's starting to snow,
right.
and you stick your tongue out,
right.
and you have all these snowflakes land on your tongue. Each one will have 6 points, and no two are alike.
How do they know that?
Research. The people that did the dog thing.
You're telling me every once in a while.
Research.
Well, that's my question. Do you know the name of the gentleman who researched all that?
Kringle. His last name
no,
was Kringle.
Ernest Hemingway.
No, I'm going to say actually, I'm going to say Ernest T. Bass from
no,
from it, we don't know.
I don't remember his first name, but they called him Snowflake Bentley. His last name was Bentley.
Bentley.
And it really is true. You learn everything in kindergarten because I learned that when I was a kindergarten aide, and the mm-hmm. teacher that I worked for had me read that book to the kids every year when we cut out snowflakes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so they all have 6 points, but they're all different, JJ?
That's right. And to just piggyback on what she said,
Johnny Appleseed and Snowflake Bentley were childhood friends, and they both wanted to pay it forward, do something to make the world a little better place. Johnny Appleseed went around planting apple trees all over the planet, but when the cold weather hit, he was kind of stuck. So that's where his childhood friend, Snowflake Bentley, come in. He said, you know what? I'll go around counting snowflakes. And then we can really offer it no matter what the weather's like.
And now the snowflakes on our college campuses have ruined snowflakes for us.
Well, I tell you, that the way he did it, it was because they would melt when he would catch them, so he had to go out in his barn, and the picture in the book of him doing this, of course, obviously it wasn't a real picture, it was an illustration, but it was one of those big old-fashioned cameras that they put the tarp over their heads when they take pictures.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the year that he did this, but it was very, very long ago.
That was a real breakthrough for back then.
What's
it was
that?
18.
You know, catching them on something cold and keeping them cold and, like you say, having
right.
having that blanket over his head looking
through.
That's why he had to do it out in the barn. Yeah, and out in the barn.
I tell you, with the things human did before they had Google, you know.
I won't give the answer to the polar bear question, but I also learned the answer to that question in kindergarten. So.
Okay, but don't give it
away. Yeah. Hey, you got a good memory.
I wouldn't dare.
You got a good memory, Chris. Hey. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
I have such a good memory that I've been listening to this show so long. I am wondering if Professor Sacagawea is on one of those sabbaticals or something, because I haven't heard from her in a long time.
You
Professor
Sacagawea,
she is on. Yeah, she's on.
Well, then you've been listening almost since the beginning.
Yeah,
so maybe from the beginning.
Hey, Chris, before you go, what's the temperature looking like right there where you are in Kansas?
Well, I've been driving around sawing out waters for the cattle and things.
Yeah.
Wow.
You really?
Yes. Okay. Hey, and a long time ago, Tim had a question about coins, about the ridges on the side, about why they have them. I don't know why they have them, but when my pa got macular degeneration and couldn't see, he would feel for those ridges, and that's
wow.
how he would tell the denominations apart.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's great.
That's pretty. That's
Hey, Chris,
awesome.
We're out of time for this hour. You take care, and thanks for calling.
Okay, you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We got to take a break for news. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.